Okay, it's 7 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. It is November 29th. This is the Municipal Budget Committee, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the first thing I want to do is let people introduce themselves, because not everybody knows everybody. So, Joan, we'll start with you.
Hi, I'm the administrative assistant, taking the minutes.
That's Joan. And so when you speak, please remember to say your name. I wrote down all your names so she has them, but just so she'll know who's speaking. And Becky, go ahead.
Yep, Becky Wayne, I'm the principal of the Moore School. Stacey Eaton, Director of Student Services.
Bill Rarick, Superintendent, SEU 15. Or is Becky, Business Administrator, SEU 15.
Oh, Bill Saffy.
Chicken lover.
Chicken lover.
Susan Young, Selectman's Rep.
Bob Stout.
Lynn Chivers.
Brenda Coughlin.
Susan Gill.
Stephanie Hellman.
And we're right now we're missing Josh Reap and Katrina Niles. So if they show up, that's who they are. Josh is new and Katrina's been hit around quite a while. Okay, so the first thing we'll do is look at the minutes from November 20th. Any changes or corrections to the November 20th minutes? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Susan made the motion.
I'll second it.
Bill seconds. All in favor?
Aye. I abstain.
And
Joan, I abstain.
Brenda, abstain. Okay. Minutes are approved. I'll say we'll go right into the questions. So we've got the answers. And I think everybody has a copy. We're still going to go over them. Okay, the first one, please provide the enrollments for the last 3 to 4 years for the Moore School and the high school, and we got that also. And I believe everybody should have a copy of that, of the enrollments. It goes back to 2020.
We can steal it.
Or you can have mine.
All right, I can look. Yeah, you have mine. Wait, somebody's coming.
Yeah, this is mine.
It's Josh.
You know, it's Josh. So we can't have it. Give me that.
Okay. Thanks.
Sit over there. There's no chair here.
Yeah.
We can just take it.
Yeah.
We made too much fun.
Okay. Thank you.
Last time, so
thank you. I'm breaking this up.
Yeah. Well, we tried to. It didn't work.
Okay, so are there any questions about the enrollment? So we have the information. It goes back. You can look at it.
May I just make one comment?
Yeah.
And you're Corey?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent job with what you're doing with the budget and everything.
Thank you.
Really.
It's a team effort, really.
No, very good job.
Okay. Next question. Which line has the salary for the resource officer? And so Corey gave us the line, and so if you look at the budget with this with the real tiny printing, it's on page 4
maybe.
It's under principal. No, it's not. It's
under functional.
Oh, here it is. It's under. It's on page.
Principal contracting services.
Yeah, principal, other professional services.
I'm still looking. What page are you on?
Is that page 4?
Yes.
Page 4. It's about 55, 5330. It's about in the middle of the principal services. other professional services.
31, 9, 33, 09.
Okay?
Wait a minute, where are we?
Page four.
Package.
Oh, I've got that. This one I can read.
I hear you.
There we go, the door.
Yeah, that's in there.
Okay, sorry.
Page four, then I'll take the lead, yeah.
Apologies.
The one with the small print.
I just got done telling him what a great job he was doing.
I wish you could make it bigger, but I can't go much bigger than 11 by 17.
Yeah, we're just blind up here. All right, here we go.
Do we ask questions?
Huh?
You got poster printed.
What line is that?
5330.
Yeah, you'd like that.
Under principals, services.
5330.
Oh,
sorry.
Under principal services.
Probably go through your press card.
And who is this for?
The resource officer.
$31,000.
So the logic behind that is that the resource officer remains an employee of the police department. They pay the wages and salary. We reimburse through the contracted services for their services. So I increased it by 3% for next year to account for any changes that might come in the salaries and benefits for that officer.
Okay.
Do they have an officer for you?
We had a candidate. Unfortunately, the person didn't pass the physical part. The chief has another candidate that they're interviewing now.
So is this person just going to be a resource officer, or will they also be a policeman?
They'd also be a police officer.
So they'll also
do... This is our share.
Yeah, that's whatever.
I believe it's 30 hours a week.
It's 20.
20 hours a week. It's a part-time for us position, and we would, if the town needed the person, they could use them on their side of the aisle.
But 20 hours a week, what would the hours be for this officer?
They would be during the day. It would vary simply because we don't want, if someone's there only part-time, we don't want someone, someone's going to do harm to the...
You don't want them to know their hour, yeah.
We don't want them to be on a set schedule.
Right, that makes sense.
You know, from 8 to 12 one day, 9 to 1 another day, 12, you know, 11 to 3.
Sure.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you want a full-time? I don't understand it. Why would you only have a part-time?
We didn't believe we needed somebody full-time in the building all that time. Plus, we also wanted to see, we wanted to kind of integrate it into the, we wanted to see if it would work, not work, but how it would work in a building the size that we have in Candia. It's not that big of a building, but we wanted to have a presence in the school during the day. But, you know, plus, it's also a cost factor. A full-time officer would probably, that line would run us, I want to say, $80,000, $90,000.
With the benefits, probably.
Yeah, with the retirement and the health insurance.
Well, because that's what I was going to ask.
Right, with the salary and benefits. This is a part-time position, so it's just salary and FICA.
But they're in the default anyway, right? That's in the default.
Because it was approved last year. The base amount from last year is in the default.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next question. Number three. Oh, Josh had a question about the any funds available in the New Hampshire Job Training Fund, and apparently not. So, number four, what equipment is included in maintenance replacement equipment line? So they listed a lot of asbestos. It's mostly asbestos, except for painting the cupola and the building side trim. And the most is just...
So why is this year? Why are you replacing this year?
We've been doing it periodically. We do like three or four sections, three or four classrooms a year.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we were doing our HVAC installation, so we didn't do any asbestos last year because we had too much going on. So now we're just going back to our cycle. And Becky, this would finish it, wouldn't it?
It's pretty close, if not done. Yeah.
So this would be our last push to get the remaining tiles replacement in the school, plus the gym floor as well. That's also asbestos.
How long have those been down?
I'd have to...
Forever?
The school,
yeah.
I would say 25, 30 years.
So back then they made asbestos tiles for this?
Yeah.
What is that, for fireproof purposes?
Well, it's either in the tile itself or it's in the mast.
Usually in the backing. It's usually in the backing. Not so much the tile, it's what they use to seal it.
Okay.
Yeah. And whenever you... they're fine as long as you don't disturb them.
Mm-hmm.
If you disturb them, then you have to abate it and replace it. We're just trying to get it all out of the building. And
the new ones don't have it?
No.
No, they stopped using asbestos a very long time ago. Yeah, you won't find any new construction. Yeah, that's, you got to bring in a hygienist, you got to bring in...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
wear the old
hazmat
thing.
I know. You think this will be it, though?
For floors, yes.
Oh, then what?
Well, there's still asbestos in our old building. And that's in part of the walls.
Yeah, the walls, sure.
Yeah.
Are those classrooms, though?
Yes.
Are those? Okay.
May I go back to the police?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Our chief is looking for someone. Are you hiring the person?
No.
Because he didn't have one Monday night.
Yeah, the chief does the advertising and does the initial screening.
Okay.
And for this last candidate, or the first candidate, the chief said, I have somebody, and then he brought that candidate in, and Becky and I interviewed them.
Okay.
And we were very happy with the person. It's unfortunate that they didn't get through the physical part, which is quite strange.
Can he or she go back and maybe work out a little bit more and try it again?
I know they could retest. Yeah.
Okay.
But it wouldn't be in time for the January Police Academy, though.
Oh, that's right, because it...
Right,
because right.
They only have the academy at certain, I think once or twice a year, where they take new cadets.
Okay, go work out. Okay. Okay, number five. In the IT line, other professional services, why is there such a big change? And I think we talked about this a little bit. Provide support the IT director, the hooks at IT director as contract service. And so is reduced to be more in line with the 3-year average. Okay. Okay. So, number six. We had a surplus from last year's budget. Why was it not used to partially repay some of our yearly lease payments? The amount budgeted for the lease payment for fiscal year 23 was encumbered, paid in 24. The amount budgeted in 24 will be used to make a second payment, meaning we'll be one payment ahead.
So in essence.
So we made a double payment.
So how much was that second payment?
It'll be the same amount.
What is it, 190?
197?
I'm going to request that they accept it as all principal.
I was going to say principal.
Yeah.
191.
And you have asked to put it towards the principal?
Yeah.
Just a principal as an extra payment.
Yeah. Okay.
And that was one of the pluses we're going with the lease, is that you could prepay and help pay it off faster.
How much is owed on the lease?
This is year two.
Of 10?
It was $2.1 million to begin with, so two payments of around $200,000.
We have 13 years left.
Yeah.
Great. 18 year lease.
So maybe you will have 14 years left with an extra payment, so... Pay it
down
a little quicker.
Yes, please.
Okay. Last year's budget had about a $900,000 surplus. Which lines had the biggest surpluses? With that kind of surplus last year, why is this year's budget even larger? So you've shown us the surpluses.
There's one. You didn't add special ed in there. I don't see it. Special ed was like $350,000 under.
For total?
Wow. $309,595 for special ed, and then other special education services was like $3,871. So.
Special ed is so unpredictable.
Yeah, right. But that was a huge part of the surplus line.
Yeah, see, and then you also gave us this spreadsheet that looks like this one. It's got a little bit bigger writing.
3 years.
And that's 3 years of the actual and the budgeted amounts. So it shows us if you look at the last page, you see the surplus of every year. 2021, 2022.
We budget so far ahead of implementation of the budget. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know the attrition for teachers. You don't know, you know, you do what you have known for special ed, and then kids move out. It's been like just
right.
Hard to pinpoint.
Is the wage pool admin other salaries? I know you said it's at the superintendent's discretion to use.
Superintendent's discretion to, so bonuses.
Oh, so we just have a
raises above, like it's used for that.
The 44.7?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in the difference between.
But then we don't spend, when those are allocated, we don't spend directly against that line, so you won't see an expenditure. It goes to the employees, wherever their salary is paid out of, the additional amount hits against that.
So it gets transferred from that line into.
We don't physically transfer it, but it
okay.
You
add it up.
Okay.
It's a positive.
So why do you even have that line?
Huh?
Why do you even have that line?
To give the superintendent flexibility.
Well, I just also want to clarify. I can't just arbitrarily give out raises. The board approves all. If anything's above what we budget, the board always approves it, and that's just money that it's just having available funds to be able to do that if the board wanted to. If someone was deserving of a bonus of some kind,
but just administration, not staff.
No, but people that are non-union.
It could be non-union.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yes.
Not the teachers.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Number 8. What is the total percentage increase for the teacher salaries? This includes what was originally in the contract plus what was recently negotiated. But the answer doesn't really answer my question.
The first year of the contract, which is this year, is a 3% increase.
Right, but then you're renegotiating right now in the middle of the contract.
For next year.
Correct. What we negotiated initially with the teachers was the 3% a year for 3 years.
Right.
The board approved a warrant article because we wanted to keep, we had a larger than normal number of teachers leave us this past late spring or early summer. Many going to districts that were paying a lot more than what we were currently paying. So the board agreed to re-enter into just for salary with the teachers. And the board agreed with the teachers, or the board agreed to put a warrant article for voters to approve for an additional 2% for next year and then a 2% in the third year of the contract.
So it would be 5%
total. It would be
total.
A total of 5.
5%
for 2 years.
In this
years.
Budget, though, what you're looking at just is reflective of the 3 for this year and 3 for next year. Because you can only put in what the voters.
Yeah, because the warrant article.
Because it'll be a warrant article.
Warrant article, yes.
For the additional 2%.
That's right. So the voters would have to say yay or nay on that.
So
okay.
That's warrant up to them.
What?
Is that
90?
What's that?
No,
these are school warrant articles. They're separate from the selectmen warrant
yeah.
articles.
Yeah.
Can maybe the principal can help out? I thought there were a lot of retirees. Am Yes, I didn't think a lot of people
last
left.
Last year we had 2.
And then a lot of people left.
3. Sorry, we had 3.
We had 3. Right.
And then and how many left for higher paying jobs?
Well, we had 18 new staff this year overall. Not all were teachers. As far as those that went to higher paying jobs, I believe we have 5 that were higher paying.
They went to they are still teachers.
Yeah.
They're not doing something different.
Teachers.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have the draft warrant articles because the board hasn't approved them yet, but they've approved the agreement. For the teachers, it is $46,000 for 24-25 and then $51,000 for the second year for a total of $97,211. That would be, that's one warrant article. That's that 2%, the extra 2% for next year and 2% for the third year of the contract. So the total would be 97,000. And then we also did the same thing for CESPA, which is our supports union. We agreed to give them an additional, or put a warrant article out to adjust their salaries by an additional $2 an hour. And that total was $38,524.
For this year?
For next.
Well, yeah, the budget year, yeah.
Again, it would be for next.
And the next.
Right, it would be next year.
So for 2 years?
Yeah, well, 1 year for our support staff, that's the $38,524. For our teachers, it's $97,211, but that's for 2 years. That's for 24-25, and then for 25-26.
It's only 1 year for support staff because that is only 1 year left in
right.
the contract.
Yeah, they have a different cycle for their contract.
Yes.
So then obviously the master wage thing is going to have to go up 2% right across the board.
If it's approved,
and it's going to have to go up again 2%. Okay, so
we'll
just keep that in mind.
It will be reflective in the
an additional 2% to what we're seeing now.
If the voters approve it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 2% on top of that, too.
So if the voters approve it, you'll see it in next year's proposed budget.
That'll go up those. But doesn't it have to affect the wage? You know, your wage matrix? You're going to have to put that 2%.
That's the cost doing everybody by pumping them up $2 an hour. That $38,000 accounts for everybody.
2%.
It changes your salary grids.
That's what I thought. It has to.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that's what I thought.
Sorry.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Okay. So then you answered part of question 9. But then it said the non-union budgeted a 5% increase in the hourly rate. And that's in here. That's already, because they don't have a contract. Union are budgeted per the steps defined in the CESPA agreement. For that agreement, members get 50%, 550 cents. Plus 2% for fiscal year 25.
That's correct. That's in the lines that are small. Yes, that's in the current budget.
How'd you pick 50 cents? I just have to ask that.
We negotiated, I believe it was a dollar. I think it was a dollar an hour for the first 2 years
I
of the
see.
Contract, and then 50
and
cents.
50 cents for the third or something. Okay.
But then we also added the 2%, so it was like a dollar.
That's new this year, though, the 2%. You've never had that before.
Yeah.
And then the rest was in the warrant article. Okay,
yes.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, the warrant article is separate from the B.
Yes. This, what you see here to answer your question, is to answer, it came out of what we presented as part of the budget proposal.
Okay.
Again, this warrant article we just talked about are outside
would be additional.
Of the budget.
Yep.
Okay. So this is all included in here. Okay. And then the rest is, going to be in a warrant article. Okay.
May I ask one more question?
No, of course.
What's the rumor about a social worker?
We had a discussion, a good discussion at our last meeting for the need for a social worker at the school. The board determined that it was something that we should take to the SAU board to see if it's something that we could fund through the SAU and either have one or more people help service our kids, our families, in all three of the towns in the SAU. So the board said they didn't want to see it, they didn't want it in the budget, so it's not in the budget.
And so what would that person do that a counselor doesn't do or our welfare person doesn't do?
Or a social worker, Becky, you can help out. A social worker would work a lot with our families. To help families negotiate, like we were seeing more and more children with social emotional issues, and
since COVID,
but yeah. it's been trending in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
But after COVID, it accelerated like a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
We need somebody to help with families and work with our staff to get to navigate the support that's outside of school. In other words, how do you get mental health services for a 7-year-old, 8-year-old? Because we have children that young. that are not special needs kids. They just have such issues. And sometimes Becky and Stacy will have parents say, I just don't know what to do. And we're only open from like 8 to 4. Having a social worker would give us more flexibility to be able to meet with parents if they wanted our help. It would be voluntary. But to work with families, and not to counsel them, but really just to help work with them to get the support that we see that they need, and to work with our staff. Becky's there.
Yeah, I mean, some of the other pieces that they would be able to do are, really help families with when they're having trouble getting their kids to school.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, see, we use the policeman or
in some of that, but it's not a matter of it's the social emotional piece to that, the anxiety, that piece that social workers can help with.
And the counselor can't.
The counselor, so our counselors are not, they're not like certified for therapy or any of that type of thing. You know, the licensed social worker has more access to the things that can help the families than a school counselor would. And that social worker would be able to work outside of school hours, could be part of what their time is, to be able to help
visit
some of
the family.
They'd also be able to advocate for the family. Because it's scary for some folks to navigate the different avenues to get the support. People say, well, there's support there. Well, there is, but it's off-putting for a lot of people. To have someone there on your side trying to say, well, this child needs X services, it's just something that we would like to see happen at some point.
If the SAU funded it, would it be percentage-wise like we do as far as paying?
It would be paid.
If Hooks it would get more than Auburn and Candy.
One
that
of the
type
things
of
that I use me, myself, as that example. I just don't give Hooks at 60% of my time. Sometimes Candy gets.
Yeah, he needs 60%.
You know, so in theory, in a perfect, I don't look at it that way. Funding wise, yes, but from a need standpoint, we might start with one, or I'd like to start with two, because we do have three districts, and just see how it works, and then, you know, do it for a year or two and say, you know, we need more help or we don't need as much help, you know, that kind of thing. But the if, and again, getting the three boards to agree, I think I have a better chance sometimes of winning the Powerball than getting three.
A lot of personalities.
Yeah, you get 17 folks trying to, you know, trying to navigate that. So ideally, I hope we can, and we're gonna bring it up in the fall. Well, bring it up before the fall, but. It would be decided if, you know, when we do the budget next fall.
Thank you.
I have a question. SAU, I'm new to this, so don't take this wrong. What do you do for your $187,000 a year?
Well, I don't make $187,000.
No.
Well, it pays for the services of the SAU.
It pays for my salary and my health care. That's my comp package. I provide superintendent services for all three towns. They oversee 5 schools, go to, you know, board meetings, build the budgets. I run 3 school districts.
Districts are also paying me.
That's correct.
Yes.
So do you...
It's proportional based on
population.
Property valuation in each town and ADM, which is
average
daily membership, which is
students.
The average attendance at school.
So it's tab 7.
Do you get federal funding for the schools? Like, do you find
federal funding, yes.
We get federal grants. We get Title I, Title II, Title III, Title IV federal grants.
Those are independent to the districts.
Those are independent.
But does that fall under your
jurisdiction,
your job?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What else do you do?
Special ed.
I mean, like, do you put the budget together?
Yes, I oversee special ed. I run 3 districts. If it was one school district, I'd run one. I just do it 3 times during the day.
No, so. I'm just curious.
He's the CEO. If you want to look at it in a public standpoint, he's the CEO. I'm the CFO, and
we have our HR director. We have an HR director, secretary.
In the little office, the little house that where we're housed over at Hooksett, the three districts share the services. That if you didn't share the service, you'd have to pay.
Yes.
You'd have to pay entirely for
an SAU.
Finance
guy, 1,368
school superintendent.
Do you handle busing?
Yep.
So I see we have $768,000 for transportation.
That's contractual. To pay for the buses.
But do you try to get it for all three communities?
Yep. We
get a better discount?
Yep, we did that last year. We bid the bus plan. This is the first year of our 5-year contract.
Okay.
And we did that for last year. We did it for all three. Yeah.
So there was from 23 to 24 budget wise, there was a significant bump for transportation because first year cost, setup cost, getting the buses on hand. And now that we're with First Student, the next, I think it's a 5-year.
Yeah, it's 3%.
It's a 5-year, it's 3% per year contractual. So the increases won't be as dramatic as
year
one.
First year.
Are we going to save any money because we didn't have to build and excavate and all that?
No, they're going to take what they've told me, whether it happens. They said they're going to build on Hooksett and it didn't happen.
No.
They're going to take over where STA was.
Up top?
Hill. Yeah.
Kind of
like
them down below.
I know. That's what the general manager told me a couple weeks back when I talked to him.
Parking is so much easier down there. But anyway. But we won't have to. We didn't have to pay for.
No.
Winter comes, they're not going to be able to get out of there.
That's right.
That's true.
And then the alternative is kind of going down that windy road to get down to the highway. But it's not always a treat either.
And you still can't use the smaller buses. When you have two kids on a bus, it just...
That's special ed, that's the case. You could have...
Why can't we use it?
Because
they cost just as much money.
I don't believe that. It doesn't make sense.
They don't cost the same. But what happens is we have to provide busing. Our model is that we have to have enough buses so if every child...
Legally, yes.
...needed it. So that's the why. If you ever go by Henry Moore, either drop off or pick up,
yes.
It's like Logan, at holiday time. But it's like that at AVS in Auburn. It's like that at Memorial, Underhill, Cawley, and Hooksett. Especially since COVID, it's kind of like a nexus. Some parents have gotten back to putting their children back on the bus.
We're getting back to normal.
Oh,
and
good.
Then others are... still in that, they got into it, I'll keep taking you. Ideally, we'd like to get back to that, but, so that's why we don't have just small buses, because we have to...
You have to accommodate...
We have to...
If they needed it.
Kind of plan for the maximum, if we ever needed it.
We've got better ridership
this year.
We asked the new company.
You can get smaller buses,
but there was a shortage of smaller buses.
But it's hard to get. They're hard to get because we wanted to get one for Hooksett for our Manchester run in Hooksett.
They use a van, though.
Now we got them down to a van, which does cost less.
The tires, the gas.
And pre-COVID, we did have 8 bus runs, and we now have 5 from our school.
And in my experience in Litchfield, when First Student actually provided in-district special ed, same cost, same daily rate, they didn't change it at all. So.
And we did, and because of COVID, we didn't go back to our pre-COVID numbers, like Becky mentioned. We did that in Auburn, Hooksett as well. We went to fewer buses than what we originally had in order to try to save money. Because the previous bus company, which we weren't filled with, were able to do it with 5 in Canada. So
right. We
stuck with 5 instead of 8.
This transportation number includes Pinkerton as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, transportation. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Nothing, Bob? No?
Okay,
question.
Oh, you have a question?
Well, it's kind of for the selection.
Oh, okay.
So we return like 500,000 or 600,000, but our taxes are still up 30 cents per 1,000, right? Was it 30 cents our taxes are going up?
33.
So how, the money that the school returns has to be used to offset the tax rate.
You don't return it. You don't return it. But that, we don't have to pay you as much next year. Yeah, right.
It has to be used in that calculation.
That comes from our side. That comes from
right.
our side.
Right, and it goes into the, it goes into all the money, all the figures that we use.
It goes into revenue.
Yeah.
So
it's
the
money.
Selectmen use
it's
that
like if the state
to set the rate.
It's like if that that judge's decision holds
yeah,
for
yeah.
additional state aid, the schools aren't going to get extra money.
No.
It's just going to be revenue, which in turn helps.
We don't
that,
need to pay
you.
You
don't need as much
every quarter. Yes.
For taxes. Yes.
Yeah, I have to see how the numbers work.
Yeah. Well, and it's odd because we're on different financial fiscal. Years. It's very hot. You take some
yeah,
a while.
Probably calendar year.
We are.
Yeah, they are, but we'll, so
fiscal.
June we return.
But we enter our things separately. So
right.
like the town finance director or town administrator would enter the town side in the DRA, and I enter all the reports for the schools.
But the money return comes off the town budget, right?
It comes off the taxes. It doesn't come off the town
oh,
budget.
On the town side, though, not the school side.
No, it's totally separate. He files and we file. He,
so
and then the DRA puts it together, and that's how they set a rate.
And they determine
then,
the rate.
Right, and then we took money off on reserve fund balance to lower the taxes. It is, I mean, it's not really, once
it's
you do it.
It's definitely not as straightforward as
yeah,
it could
it's
be.
Not as, yeah.
Yeah. It works, I guess.
It has been. That's the way we do it. It's nothing I'm going to change,
it's
that's for
right,
sure.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, that's yeah. the way it is.
Yeah.
But it did help that they didn't spend all that. It helps a lot.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Any additional questions?
I was just curious what, because this is higher than the one we looked at last time, which is
yeah.
It did, but special services went up.
Special ed tuition went up, yes.
I love that. They find their ways.
I was just going to say I read that. One
we also
up,
put,
one
the
down.
Board also put in 25,000 for...
yeah, this is
yep.
an addition for that, I think. Let me see if I can find the numbers.
So the one... Okay, so the
sorry,
one that we got...
So Pinkerton saw an increase of 5.84%, but the resource program increased by 9.3%.
That.
No.
Because what happened was we were doing, when you got the first budget from us, that was our estimate based on initial numbers from Pinkerton. They didn't finalize those until 2 weeks ago.
It was the
21st,
whatever.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago that they finalized them.
Are you negotiating a new contract? When does our current contract end? Is that like
a while. It goes
okay.
out. 15 years, I
yeah.
Oh, 15
put in,
more?
We put in our requests the end of last year.
Yeah,
to well, sorry, June.
June.
Well, what are the options, really?
Build a high school.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to cost
we'll be right
a lot.
Right.
Yeah. None of the districts were able to get a locked-in percentage, correct?
Right, we didn't get the percentage. They gave us... at first they said it could be up to 9, then it narrowed it to 5 to 7, so we went to the
yeah.
7.
Yes,
that's,
yes,
what,
totally
that's what you folks
yes,
had,
seven.
One of them, I believe, in our initial budget to you. And then they knocked down it to 5.8. Now, for those that are new, Pinkerton gives you, the tuition rate is 5.84%. But then for special ed, they then have charge-ups or add-ons.
Premiums.
Like premiums. So for resource, you pay a percent, you pay higher. For passes, which is one of their programs, you pay more. ACT. So it's just not 5.84% and that's it. For our special ed population, there's I call them surcharges. For the different, depending on what kind of services those children
yeah,
need.
It's base tuition plus the premium
extra.
Surcharge for the individual
whatever.
Program.
Okay. Any more questions? No? All right. Thank you very much.
If you have any others, just
yeah.
email
we know where to find you.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah, you.
You
can stay if you want.
Yeah, you can stay. We're going
to the argument.
No, you can argue.
Discussing.
So, Corey, just real quick.
I like the chicken story. I said, I've been doing it 40 years, 20 as a soup. I said, I've never heard that story before. I've heard people with, chickens as a, never frozen and stuck to a bucket.
Yeah. Until the next time you come
small,
in here.
Yeah,
yes.
Small town in
Hampshire.
Yeah.
The requests on the regular ed is the additional kindergarten teacher and the reading specialist, which is now covered
by ESSER. It was covered by ESSER, but now we want to.
But yes, no longer.
Now yes. We want to pay for it out of our
board. We took it, the social work,
yeah.
And we reallocated the reading specialist.
$35,000
okay.
Cost in taxes.
Gotcha.
Yep. There will be
some
things as we continue to tweak and do stuff. We'll continue to keep you informed.
$500.
And we'll send you the warrant articles as soon as they approve.
We're meeting Monday night.
Yeah, the
board meets Monday. Once they're officially approved, we'll send them.
I believe.
Thank you for taking time.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I believe on the 13th is the public hearing.
So 13th December.
Hold on.
Yes, I think it's the 13th.
I have it in my calendar.
That's three in a row for you, Corey.
Uh-oh.
So we got the 12th and the 14th. And all
yeah, I'll be here for
yes.
That.
Yeah, the 13th is our public
we'll
hearing.
We'll have cookies for
yes,
that.
Yes, I love cookies.
And they come nice and warm.
Yeah, because
oh,
I just barely get them done.
Have a good night.
All right.
Thank you.
I need eggs.
You've been sending
four. It takes better
than four. I've been missing out.
Oh, I know. My sister has a yellow belt.
Okay, so let's.
How many times do we have to vote on school budget tonight?
Okay, well, if you think about it, we vote tonight, then we're going to vote at after the public hearing, whether change or not change.
Okay.
Then there's the deliberative session,
okay.
Which is everybody votes.
Okay.
And then we have a supplemental, before the deliberative session, we have a supplemental hearing. Remember after the public hearing, we don't adjourn?
Mm-hmm.
We just continue.
Yes.
And then
suspend
we have the supplemental
yep.
meeting. And that's our final vote, and what we vote on then goes to the deliberative session.
Okay.
So this is our first vote.
Okay.
Anybody want to?
Can I start?
I'd love to have
no,
you start.
So first off, I think the school board is fantastic. You really do a great job managing the budget, okay? You guys really do. You know, I look at the increase. So, nice report you sent us. That was very helpful. So when I looked at the actuals from 2021 to actuals of 2022, it was 1.4% increase. Year after that, 3.5% increase. So then I extrapolate that out because I know we're 2 years out. So at a 3.5%, this year we might come in around $9.189 million. If I add the year we're in now stuff.
Okay.
So then.
Oh, yeah.
So then the year we're talking about tonight, if I do 3.5% of that, I come up with $9,510,635.
Hmm.
So that, in my mind, that's my target. The challenging part for me is that every time we approve the budget, that becomes our default budget the next year. And
yeah.
And the
mm-hmm.
budgets we approve are always mm-hmm. higher than the default budget. So
mm-hmm.
so when I looked at those numbers I gave you, and now the numbers are actually higher.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight what we were looking at with the proposed budget versus the default budget, if we look at the actuals we spent on the last year we have hard numbers on, the proposed budget is $1.179 million more than we finished spending this past year. And the default budget is $845,000 more. So, I'm thinking to myself, when I'm looking
it's
at all the
certain,
numbers,
yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah it doesn't seem like a great option for the citizens of Candia when we're talking about a police station
mm-hmm.
and all these other things going on. I mean, $900,000 over last year, we could have put an addition on this building for
mm-hmm.
the police, probably for that amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So just, as a budget committee member, I value the school board and what they're doing, and
yeah.
I value the selectmen and what they're doing, but we're supposed to look at that whole big umbrella piece,
mm-hmm.
and you got all these targets that we have to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the best place to put our money? Because we do have issues. I think a resource officer is great. I think they can afford it in the money that's in the budget.
Yeah, it's
right.
In there.
Right.
Yeah. So
So, like last year, they underspent special ed by $350,000.
I get it.
So that's hard to
keep at that level.
Who knows?
It is, but I think.
But if they're not going to spend it, more power to them. Because that's great.
What I look at, the enrollment. It's and we're dropping, dropping. It's like, oh my gosh.
The next biggest one that was underspent was regular ed high school. And he said the reason for that was, where did this? Regular high school enrollment lower than anticipated.
Yeah.
So.
I understand. Yeah. There's all those variables. I get it. You know, I've worked with you long enough on the committee to understand the variables on the special ed and the. But, you know, what we have in front of us, the numbers we have, you know, and we look at those increases in those past years with all those variables, you know, your worst year was 3.5%.
But you've also got contracts in there for teachers that
increase.
Well,
that's what people have to remember with the warrant articles. It's going to be 2%. If you're making 60 grand, 2% on that for the first year. Then that goes into the base salary and another 2.
It's compounding.
Right. Exactly. And people don't realize that. Right. They say, well, what in the world? Why did this get so big? And they don't understand the mathematical concept behind it sometimes.
And Bob, your explanation right there was excellent. But that's not including the warrant articles that they're submitting with the increases, too.
Oh, no, that's separate. And that's just the contract.
That's so, like, the big ones you go look at, the requests are regular ed is we voted in a new kindergarten teacher because we had too many kids.
Now, why did you do that?
Because we had, I forget how many.
There is 15.
Was 37.
There was 30-some.
Hold on.
Kindergartners.
Yeah.
Here, I have it right here.
Yeah, 37.
37?
So we broke it into three groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 37.
And then the other position in there is right now the reading specialist is under ESSER funds, which is the end of COVID. So we have to pay for the position next year.
Is that position needed?
Yes, very much so.
All right, so say you have two positions that you say we need, and let's just say for the sake of discussion, it's 70,000. So if I add 70,000 onto my projection of 9,510, I'm at 9.6 million.
Well, the request is 173.
Yeah, add 70 twice, not once. Because he's talking about two positions.
And the other big requests. So the two big requests are regular education and plant operations, which was that asbestos and blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Right.
So that's like my brain goes to like the big ones, like the overspends for last year.
All right. All right, if I'm managing my budget and I say, okay, I'm going to put two new people on, so then instead of doing the abatement, 99,000, I'm going to cut that in half and do 50,000 this year and 50,000 next year. I mean, if you're managing a budget,
business,
you know, you have to make decisions. That's why I was trying to get Sue to follow up with department managers.
Yeah.
Just thought, okay, if I don't give you the money, what can you take out that, and we can still operate and provide the services for the kids and everything we want. I'm all for
it. We can remove those and still operate. It just sets it off another year.
Well, and the part is the money that they asked for last year, they actually needed a million less, more or less, 900,000. So they operated fine with a million less.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at what those items were, they were, 350 of it was special ed, which
We have a fund for special ed.
It's a catastrophe fund. It's 200.
Right. If somebody moves, because everybody says the school budget has to be high in case somebody in special ed moves in.
Well, it's not in case. They take what we have now and what the expense is now.
Right.
And knowing if you know anybody coming up, it's actual numbers.
Right.
So this, I assume she either cut services or a kid moved out or several kids
or graduated or something.
Something.
Right.
So like next year's budget is based off what they know current at the moment.
And I'm going to be honest with you, the town is in very good shape. And so you wonder why we needed to increase.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Well, but we're not on that tonight.
But that was my point with you, Sue, is just that.
Yeah,
the problem with budgets, and I'm sure you guys have had budgets in your. The problem with budgets is that you know if you're a department head that you want to spend your money, right? Because there's no incentive. to come in under budget. They're going to take money away from you.
Because they'll take it from you.
So it just becomes this game that you get to the end of the year and you say, you know what? What can I spend this on? Because if I give them back $10,000, they're going to take $5,000 away from me next year.
Yeah, we used to get a note from the principal that said that. We have this amount left. Spend it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, to me, that we are not being responsible to the taxpayers, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
And I guess the bottom line, if you look at the trend, 2021, we had a surplus of $310,000. 21-22, it went up to $490,000. 22-23, it's $915,000. That's a trend that, as a budget committee member, I have to say, I guess got to curb that a little bit.
Yeah. So on the main items that are contracted items, can you really take those out of a budget if they're contracted? Like health insurance, we know some people will change. Like last year, they over-budgeted by $150,000. But it's in their contract.
Yes, you have to allow for that. We do the same thing with the policemen. Same thing or employees.
But that's the default, right? Those are in the contract is in them. All the contract prices are in the default.
Yes, but like so I looked at last year and said, how the heck did we underspend by $800,000? $150,000 of it was health insurance, $350,000 was special ed, the regular ed teacher salaries, which he said are, you know, we had really experienced teachers leave and we hired at different rates. Mm-hmm. So, and then the other one was the regular ed high school. Now, we have to budget for what we have. We don't send out a questionnaire saying, you know, in September, October, is your kid going to be attending public or private next fall? Because if they change their mind from that, then we still have to send them. So
if you had, or when you had the contract for $2.2 million, whatever it was, 2.3, that didn't include anything to do with asbestos?
No, we do about asbestos every year.
They did
the roof,
they did the this, the that, and that didn't include that.
Oh, that's right, you weren't here last year, were you? Because I've given the detail.
No.
Lots.
I think it was HVAC.
It was
lighting.
Roof.
But they were the contractor.
Wasn't
that's
the furnace
in there?
Wasn't there a furnace in there?
Yeah, they
air handlers.
Right, those big things they put up on a roof.
It's not a furnace.
No.
Now, looking at this, I'm trying to think in my mind how it would work if our proposed budget is below the default.
Yikes, can you do that?
Yes, we can. We can propose any budget we want. So that means if a person votes yes on the budget, they get the lower amount. If they vote no on the budget, then they get the higher amount. Okay.
Try to explain that to the population.
Well, I think it might be confusing to people when they're voting. If they say, oh, this is I like this, vote yes, that means you voted for the default budget, which is...
Do we put the warrant article in as to what the budget committee proposes for the number?
Yes, of course.
Or does it say the school board presents this and it
it's
was
our
voted
budget.
Against?
It's our budget.
It says who voted, though. It will say...
Yeah,
for the school board, 3 in support, 2 opposed,
So I like round numbers. Let's say we propose a $10 million budget, and we go through the deliberative session, and we stick with a $10 million budget. The school board may not support it. None of you may support it.
Yeah.
And the budget committee may or may not support it, and that will be on the warrant. It'll say the...
You mean the select board may not?
No.
We have nothing to do with the school.
The school. Okay. So the school board will say they do not recommend this by a vote of 5-0. And then the budget committee may say they do recommend it by a vote of 7-2.
Yeah.
And it'll say the proposed budget is $10 million. If you vote no, you'll get the default budget, which is $10.4 million if you vote no on this budget.
But maybe we need to... include something in the Boy Scout package to explain to the town. Maybe we as the budget committee need, if we are going to go with a big cut like this below the default, maybe we do need to educate.
Well,
educate.
Does the town increase 10%, 9%?
No, the town, we're going to deal with that in another meeting.
But
this is a 3%, like...
No, the town is a much bigger
percentage. 3.5% of $10 million is... more than 10% of 3 million.
Mm-hmm.
So it was funny because I'm thinking, because I think I'm not going to tell you what I think of the town budget, but...
But you're right, Stephanie, but it's 3.5% over last year's budget, which was $900,000
more
than we spent.
More than we needed.
You know, we've got to look at the actual.
But it's 3.5% without warrant articles. It's still going to go up higher once the warrant articles are added.
Yeah, Bob, you have a good point. I mean, basically, it's almost $1 million. It's 10% of the budget.
Yeah, so, and I'm thinking if we want to get the... If we want to get the default budget down, because the default budget includes the money that we don't spend.
I don't think you'll get town support, to be honest with you.
But I don't agree with what he said, that because we had it in here to hire that position, that goes in the default. I think it's only, I know, but it didn't happen. I think it's just standing contracts that you have signed, not what you'd like to have.
But it was budgeted. Even though they didn't have a contract, they still budgeted.
Right, but it doesn't go in the default. I'm talking about the default. That doesn't go in the default budget.
If it was in the
the town voted for it.
Yeah. If it was in the
right, but it didn't happen.
It still goes in the default.
But you guys got it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's the what was budgeted.
The default budget.
Right.
Also,
because we're hiring someone.
Right, but that $900,000 that you didn't use goes back into the default budget.
Yeah.
No.
It's what was budgeted, not what was spent.
He's saying it. The semantics.
Default budget is contracted items. It's not wishes. It's what we have.
Obligations
that we have that we have to pay. Yeah. So if you vote less, we might come up shorthanded. We don't know.
No, it's not obligations. It's what was budgeted.
Right.
Okay, so when we're looking at the default budget, we're looking at what was budgeted for this year. We don't even know what we had to pay for this year because the year's not over.
Yeah.
The year doesn't over till June.
Right.
So the default is what's budgeted plus the contractual increases minus
contractual
the one-time
increases. Okay, I thought you were going to say.
Minus the one-time expenses.
So the default is 10110741, and last year's budget was 9793. So it includes the contract.
Yeah, the contractual.
The contractual, the increase on teachers and...
Health insurance.
And
whatever
and
contract
the retirement
you have.
And
yeah, right. Right, so... But it's still... On the all those other line, it's what was budgeted. It's not what was spent. Okay, so...
Right. Oh, we're not on the warrant articles.
We don't have the warrant articles, so we can't talk about it.
Actually, point of order, they just came in via email.
What's that?
They just came in via email for Tuesday's meeting, the warrant articles.
Oh, no, that's a town.
That's the town.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're going to get dizzy.
I got excited for a second.
Oh, don't get excited. You're going to start crying.
We can actually have a whole list of conversations.
Schools will get voted on Monday night.
Yeah. Okay.
They will.
So would you like to make a motion, or would anybody like to make a motion to give us a starting point? Because we can talk about this all night, but we have to come up with a number. And we can, like I've always said, we can change our number at a later date.
So, all right, I'll make a motion just for the sake of discussion if somebody seconds it.
I'll second it.
So
as long as it's going down. No.
So I'm going to go back to the numbers. 3.5% increase for this year got us to 9189. 3.5% of that, 2 years out, gets to $9,510,635. I'll add $500,000 buffer.
Okay.
$500,000 is a buffer rather than $900,000.
Okay.
So that would get us to $10,010,635.
Why are you giving them a buffer of $500,000?
Yeah, because of all the things she talked about. Then I say you want to be reasonable, say special ed and all these other things that can happen.
It's still below default.
But just understand $500,000 or $545,000 is $1 per thousand on your taxes. So that buffer is going to cost you almost $1.
How much? $500,000?
$1 on per thousand.
So why didn't it decrease our...
Because our assessment... Our total assessment went up. Did you get your tax bill yet?
We got it today. I got mine. The WISE came out.
How did the assessment go up? They haven't
done it. More houses. The towns.
But we spent more. I'll be honest with you. The town spent more and the school spent more last year. That's what people don't understand. Boyd has a great saying. It's your actions have consequences. And people want all these services and want to... And I mean, we all do, if money was no object.
I know.
But people have got to understand.
Mm-hmm. And more houses is more income for the town.
It all depends. A student is $23,000 per child.
Okay, wait, let's get back to it. We've got a motion here. So we've got 10 million.
10 million.
10,000, 635.
635.
You got the zero in the right place?
Bob's being generous.
No.
Yeah, I'll second for
just
discussion.
Just to put this in my
Christmas.
So 10 million. 100,635, right?
Yep. 10,010,000.
So
yeah,
yeah, so
million,
I did
10,
have
000.
The
yeah, the zero in the right 010. Place.
010.
010.
Yeah.
10,010,635.
Okay, and Sue seconded it.
For discussion.
For discussion.
So it's about 100,000 less than default.
No.
A little bit more.
No.
It's about almost 400,000.
It's almost 400.
He gave you. Is 10 million. Oh, I keep forgetting the.
Yeah, you have to
grants.
Add in the other stuff.
Yeah.
Yikes!
That's what I'm saying. It's a
that's
bottom.
Close. That'll never pass.
I don't think. I think that you're being generous. You might want to take that generosity out a little bit.
How can you take us below default?
Oh, like would that 500, put it, if he didn't put it, if he didn't add the 500, it would take it below default?
Right.
This,
right.
This is below default.
Oh, this is like 400.
The default is 10,405,000.
So this is 400 below, 400,000
below default.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look back at what was left over every year.
So we don't get, so we won't be able to do any of the asks. And
if that's just made up the weight.
70,000 less than the asks, which would come out of.
Well, that's up to the administration and the board, really, where they take it if this mm-hmm. goes through.
Yeah, see, because last year was 900,000 extra, 490,000 extra, and then 2020 was 310,000 extra.
And it's hard that we, it's too bad we say that because then people do try to spend it. Because we're, I mean, I love, you know, Todd used to go to town on that, you know what I mean? It's almost punishing them for not using it all.
I know. I wish there was a way to incentivize people
I know. Like you got an extra 10%
really
next year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is, but you can't do it in municipal.
Not in
right.
municipal.
Right.
You're
right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you have to control it here. Yep. This is the painful way
you have
doing
to look
it.
Like the bad guy, Bill.
Yep.
It is what it is.
I was just going to say,
good guy.
I mean, another approach.
I agree.
It is not, but like,
Wait, let her talk, okay.
Another approach, it's not this aggressive, but I think if the budget committee recommended the default, the town will pass the default. I think if the budget committee recommends something lower, you're going to split the population, and it could go either way. But I think if the budget committee comes in and says, you know, we recommend the default, now recognizing... Okay, so 2 years ago, the return to 900. Let's assume that was an outlier. Let's assume the normal return is around
3-4.
This basically, you know, if a typical budget increases 3% per year, if we hold them to the default, that's that 300K. So you're basically eating a year to get them back on track. And I feel like it's an easier sell to the population to say we back the default rather than trying to have the whole argument on why we're recommending lowering the default.
And yeah, what's
do that for a few years.
What's the percent? What does that leave it for a percent increase? If we do the default, I'm sorry,
it's
minus 0.09.
Not even a percent.
So it doesn't. It's a flat budget. Okay. I think you're probably right.
And you still consistently have that $300,000 to $500,000 surplus every year. There's historical data on that.
Yeah. I would support that just because then it doesn't. Piss off the school advocates who think that we're trying to take
they're
things
to
away
take
from the kids.
Children.
Right?
Oh,
and that's
I don't
not
think
what
they
trying
think
to
that
do
anymore. We haven't touched this. We don't.
But
we
it doesn't seem
there's a whole new breed out there currently. Just
not. No.
Okay.
I know.
Do you want to?
They
do you
don't
wanna,
have kids, obviously.
No, they do.
Do you want to vote and or do you want to?
Well, I can withdraw my motion.
Withdraw my second.
And you're going to withdraw your second. Okay. So then I'm looking for a new motion.
So I guess I'm making a motion.
Would you like to make a recommended
default? I'd be happy to second that motion.
There you go.
Okay.
This is a good discussion to have
so,
the town have.
So then we're going with 10,405,072, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the default. And we got a second. Okay. Yeah. Any more discussion? Or are you ready to vote?
Bill, any thoughts?
I have a question. So,
sure.
just from a procedural point here, so if we voted yes on the default budget, that does that then make the, that the new budget also?
Yeah.
So either way, that's going to be the budget.
But, no, we haven't been to the deliberative session yet.
Okay.
Okay, so if we stick with this, if we stick with this number through all our voting, and we stick with that, and that goes on the ballot, basically the voters have no choice. That's the number. If they vote yes, they get that number. If they vote no, they get their number.
Okay. Yeah, it's default either way.
Now, at the deliberative session, the meeting can change that. They can go up or down. They can't go up more than
10%.
They can go down. But they can go back to this, any number they want at the deliberative session. And that's the what will go on the ballot.
And then next year's budget?
Will be default plus.
The new default is what was budgeted?
Yeah.
Plus the contracts.
Yeah, it's not going to go down, if that's what you're asking.
So.
No, but it's trying to keep it under control.
But the increases will be smaller.
Yeah. Because, I mean, everyone's expenses also go up. You don't need your taxes to go up.
Well, we do it with the town.
But see, we had the surplus. If we didn't have the surplus, I don't think we would ever do this. I mean, that's the way I feel. If they never had surpluses, I don't think we would take away $300,000.
They used to cut those.
But they always have surpluses.
And the town, I mean, severely in the past.
Okay, you guys ready to vote?
I'll just make a comment. I think it's reasonable, but I will vote.
Yeah, that's fine.
I know I have to do the same thing because we're representing the board.
But it's reasonable, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do a roll call vote on the proposed... The
amount motion.
The amount motion, 10,405,072. Steph?
I will vote against.
No. Susan?
Yes.
Yes. Brenda?
Yes.
Yes. Lynn? Yes. Bob?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, so the recommended from, let's see, there's one person missing. 7-1, right?
Katrina's not here.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yes.
Okay, good job. All right.
Katrina.
She would know how to go.
She'll vote for that,
For this, Do we do the warrant articles?
We don't have any warrant
articles. We just told us.
Yeah, we just got the town ones. We don't have the school ones.
I'm afraid to look at the town ones.
Yeah.
So, Lynn, I could probably have those by the meeting Tuesday night.
That's a public hearing for the town, so I'm not going to even try to do the school. Wait till, because we're going to do the school on the 13th.
All right.
Are you working on the town part?
Tuesday's a public hearing.
Do you have answers to the questions?
She sent her email out. Not just, everybody. Not just the big department.
But we can discuss that Tuesday. Okay. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So, if there's no...
You know, and I think it was you, Bob, that said about... it was Lynn that said, I think I was listening to the minutes, that you would prefer to see the directors of the department make the cuts rather than us. But I would like to see the directors make the cuts rather than the select board. When, last year, we gave the select board
drop it by 2-3.5%. Yeah, no, we let them do it.
You do? Yeah, okay, yeah, I thought you guys made the cuts.
We had a couple of examples. I mean, we have a couple of selectmen, one actually who's excellent at math, and he's... He does a proposal, and it made sense to everybody. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we asked.
But the directors are involved in those cuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. I mean, they might not
and
like
we don't,
it.
And we don't have to tell them. It's a bottom-line budget. So
exactly.
Right.
We waste a lot of time.
If we say take it out of this, they can take it out of whatever they want.
We waste a lot of time telling them what to do.
Yeah, because they could want the new software
that's
and
why
remove 30,000, but they buy something and take it from you.
They can do whatever they want.
Right. Saying no more than this percent. It's easier. Right across the board.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
Is that it?
I'll make a motion.
Bob makes a motion to adjourn. Who's second? Josh? Okay. Have a lovely evening.